Are you legal aid duty counsel?
267, yeah.
That's what you look like it, yeah. What's your name?
Courtroom 267, Lechuk.
Lechuk. See that?
That's pretty serious. That's a 39-page report showing the system attacking me to stop my free speech.
So are you just looking for some guidance? Or some
some guidance, yeah. My dad is spread all across the country, even to the United States, so everyone knows I'm innocent.
Okay.
The system shouldn't be attacking me in any way.
Right.
Sorry. Hi.
Hi there. I'm looking to drop something off. I'm being threatened by legal aid. I observed evidence they targeted me, abused on the phone, acting suspect. I have reason to believe they are not giving me the lawyer I'm looking for, and they're trying to push some, duty counsel. That way they can put my life at further risk in breach of Section 15, my right to equal protection under the law. And so that's the matter right now.
You're looking to drop something off?
Yeah, I'm looking to drop something off for James Rowan. If you could get this to him ASAP. Yeah, the second page has some writing on it. That is letting him know that I was at the courthouse there. But I feel because of games being played by legal aid that my life is at risk. My right to equal protection under the law. So my charter rights are being breached. My life is in danger. Like I believe they might be pushing, I suspect, a individual named Lechuk from legal aid. They wouldn't give me the lawyer I'm looking for. It is crystal clear online I'm not guilty of anything. And people across the city have my material. So they should not even be advancing at me right now. Right? I've proven way too much. Right inside that envelope is a 39-page report, PDF file updated. The second page, like I said, is just a page I slipped in that tells him of the danger I feel I'm in. Can't go into court feeling I'm afraid, of what's going to happen, what will happen to me because of corruption.
I'll make sure that he gets this.
Okay, thank you. And this is the Crown Prosecutor's Office here?
Yes. No problem.
Could you get that to him like right away, ASAP?
Yeah, I'll take it to him right away.
As well, could you also pass on what I told you?
Yes, I will, absolutely.
Hey, I have rights. Our charter's there for a reason, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to survive. The system's attacking me because of my free speech.
I put into words the nature of people, the nature of governments. I'm able to prove. And so they're trying to attack me while people are not fully conscious of, who
what's
I am, what's going on, yeah.
Get your message out there.
Online is all the proof, any need, I'm not guilty of a thing. So they're trying to act out willful blindness as if they don't know what I have online. That's a breach of my rights under the charter. Literally being attacked, like the Nazis were attacking the Jews. I'm pretty much like a man on the run, just to survive. This is not supposed to happen in Canada. This is not supposed to happen.
Definitely not.
Like, what I have exposed is with respect to your civil rights. They don't want anyone to know what's happening with their tentacles,
I see it all the time.
And you're a highly respected, business manager. This store is what? Probably like $20 million?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Get some sort of, a cease and desist.
That might be it, but it sounds like there's something else going on here.
Oh, yeah.
And really what you need is law enforcement.
There are law enforcement people that are corrupt cops.
Right. So talk to Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
That's step one.
I'm sorry to say these people, they are very bad people.
They're not supposed to be attacking me because I have knowledge. That is not the way Canada is to be run, You're in the security industry. You know about security.
I know.
Yeah. They're breaching my security.
I'd like to take a coffee. Hey, you have the right of living, right of everything, right to democracy.
So I have to fight for my right.
Yeah, you need to.
I'm fighting not just for my right, I'm fighting for
everybody.
Trying to push a corrupt legal aid lawyer on me and not giving me the lawyer I requested, right? That way they can obstruct justice. That way they can entrap me and head me into further structural abuse.
Hello. Hi, I saw public interest on the door.
That's right, Public Interest Alberta.
Sure. My name is Monica. What's your name?
Sean.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had somebody buy me a coffee downstairs.
Yeah.
Right now I'm online,
And there's people across the city who are my supporters, very high-profile people, like people that manage like multi-million dollar businesses.
What supporting you in what, Sean?
Supporting me in the fact that my rights are being breached right now. This is of greatest public interest. I am a scientist. I have proven a number of things with respect to our civil rights, and I'm being targeted by our system, and they don't have any justification. They're acting out willful blindness, tunnel vision, targeting me, attacking me, and making me feel as if at every turn my Section 15(1) rights to equal protection under the law is being breached, right? And my right to be presumed innocent under the law, Section 7, and my right to bail, Section 11E. I was systematically tortured day and night, structural abuse for 4 years inside institutions, and they intimidated me and threatened me and tried to stop me from publishing what I know. That's not the way our system is to work. And in all honesty, they're acting madly because what I do is for the benefit of everyone with respect to, you know, our democracy. And
we're like a government watchdog that is looking at protecting and strengthening public services, public education, healthcare, these kind of broader issues.
However you can help would be great.
But we don't do I'm so sorry to tell you, we don't take on individual cases.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, just try to think of it like this. What's your name again?
My name is Monica Walker.
Right. Monica, just let me tell you, Ronald Moran, the law firm owner, he said my case, you know, is the most important free speech case in the entire country. Unprecedented. Mm-hmm. This is really what you would call public interest.
So then you need to go to court and have your day in court, right?
Well, unfortunately, I'm being targeted by that legal aid society. I've been abused by them, and they've acted in ways that are suspect, targeting me, and they're trying to push a corrupt legal aid lawyer. They're attacking a man who has these abilities.
So can I ask why you don't represent yourself then?
Well, because the language of our court system is being corrupted. It takes a lot of work to be able to examine and investigate what direction that language is heading in. Mm-hmm. And by that, I'm already entrapped by that.
But then you sound like you'd be good in a courtroom.
I am.
I don't know what our organization.
Well, what I'm saying is this is the problem. This is the problem. They don't let me talk in a courtroom. They interrupt me and intimidate me, and then have corrupt sheriffs drag me away, and then I'm inside a facility, and then I'm being abused by corrupt people, you know, with a grape nut for a brain, you know. So that is way I'm being attacked here, you know. So
no, it sounds really rough. I can hear how hard it's been on you.
You know, if they're all that they say they are, they're up on TV saying they're so great. Well, then why are they so afraid of me?
And I'm sorry you're going through this. It sounds absolutely horrible.
But I have rights, and I shouldn't have to feel like I'm going to be entrapped and abducted by people inside a courtroom, threatened at every turn.
No, you shouldn't. I agree. Mm-hmm.
What I have online weighs in on healthcare, judicial system, our economy, everything.
So you want me
to check out what I have online and talk to the policymakers about making some changes?
And then you want me to do more, even though I've said we are not set up to do this.
Your work doesn't work without what I have online. It's not new ideas I have.
Go ahead.
The Paramount Report.
There's no dot there?
No dot. You just typed this in.
Got it. Okay.
The Paramount Report.
Report.
PDF. Okay, 39 pages.
Is this dot com?
No, none of it's dot com. You just Google type all that. 39 pages, and my name's Sean Cullen, S-H-A-W-N.
S-H-A-W-N.
C-U-L-L-E-N.
C-U-L-L-E-N. Sean Cullen. Yeah. Got it.
Would be what?
Yeah.
In reference to
breaches to our constitutional rights. Okay. Breaches to our civil rights. Okay. So people targeting our civil rights, and people are not fully aware. Okay. So I'm being targeted right now because I have exposed what they didn't think anyone could.
Okay.
Right? So I've been intimidated and stalked. They're attempting to advance at my rights. Online is the proof.
So do you want to obtain a cease and desist order? Do you want to be able to sue?
Yeah, all of that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you see, right now, by attacking me, they're attacking the rights of everybody.
Okay.
Right, they're attacking our civil rights. I have identified
what rights they're violating.
So there's two things. So first off, what I'm going to do is break it down for you.
Right.
So if you're looking at the constitutional rights, then there are the federal jurisdiction and there's the provincial. And that will determine which law firm I could send you to.
That what I do covers all that. By breaching what I have identified, they are affecting all things. So this is why they're attacking me. They're embarrassed. They're afraid.
Absolutely.
And they believe I am gaining unprecedented support.
But you see, it all depends. See,
all right.
If it was from the provincial government, couldn't use that firm across the street because that's McLean and Ross and they represent the government. There's the online. If it wasn't online so much, there might be, it would be Brian and Company.
All right. I have a 39-page PDF file which is indestructible and not possible for anyone on the planet to deny. Okay. Written perfectly, every page, placed perfectly like jewels in a crown.
Okay.
All right. So the most powerful legal document on earth is my report right now. But, you know, how can they act as if they're blind? They know.
It'd be, we won't even go there. I don't have the time.
So they're pretending that doesn't exist and they're advancing at me. Now, they want to attempt to advance a so-called breach. Now, that breach is not real,
right.
All right? I already proved I'm not guilty of anything. A legal aid denied my right, my request to the lawyer I chose, and they're trying to push some sociopath on me, right?
But Bart Picard could get you a real bottom. Application, so that would appoint counsel for you. So that would be my recommendation to you, right?
I strongly suspect they're attempting to entrap me in a courtroom, interrupt me, not let me talk, entrap me, obstruct justice, throw me inside an institutional setting like they had for 4 years. By that now I'm becoming re-victimized by structural abuse.
Okay.
What's called systematic structural abuse. I don't have the money for this.
It doesn't matter. They will take the referral. They will be able to tell you, and then they will say to you, you're probably going to have to do a rope bottom. Rope bottom application is when legal aid denies. Then what happens is the court hears an application from you or the representative, and then that forces the same government who funds legal aid to appoint you a lawyer from the private bar.
Okay.
At the government's expense.
And what do you call that again?
Rowbottom.
Rowbottom.
Right, that's the name of the judge that made that. Okay?
I see. I left a package for the Crown Prosecutor's Office, letting him know I couldn't attend the court. I believe my Section 15.1 right to equal protection.
Okay.
Yeah, I strongly feel like afraid. Like I feel
okay,
my Section 15.
When was your matter scheduled for?
That was 9 o'clock, courtroom 267.
Okay, write it down.
A man shouldn't have to feel like he's fighting for his life just for free speech.
No, he shouldn't. Not in Canada.
Good afternoon, Albert Ombudsman, Public Interest Commissioner. How can I help you?
I just need to drop something off for the Ombudsman.
Okay, I'll be right there, just a moment.
Thanks.
Hi, sir.
Hi there, how are you?
Yeah,
well, I need to file an application with the Ombudsman's office.
We don't have an application.
Well,
all you need to do is just write us a letter.
Well, no, I've got the information for the Ombudsman right here.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, just a moment. Okay. Yeah, so this is what I've been giving the public. My life is in danger because I'm being attacked by a corrupt system and I've already proven I'm not guilty of anything.
Okay.
All right. So I need the Ombudsman to take this seriously. I need him to make this the highest priority. I'm a free speech writer. I've proven that I was falsely arrested, illegally detained, tortured day and night for 4 years to attempt to stop my free speech. Here's the CD.
Okay, sir.
There's the audio podcast and CD and the PDF file report, which is this.
Okay.
And you also have the written report.
All right.
So I need
make sure it's the CD.
Thanks. And I'll be letting the public know that you have that.
Yeah.
That's of greatest public interest.
Okay, sir. Thank you for dropping this off.
Thank you.
You, you're the commander.
I am one of the commander's advisors.
One of the commander's advisors.
I am. I'm a professor and an advisor for the commander.
You're a professor, an advisor, doctor.
And your name, sir?
My name is Sean Cullen.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
C-U-L-L-E-N?
C-U-L-L-E-N. So this is important because we're talking about diversity, but we're talking about our constitution, our criminal code, talking about human nature. So we know now that persons running our systems are interested in young people. They're attracted to young people. And
always have been.
And they always have been, yeah. So there's a sexual attraction there. And they have confused the subjects. What do you think about this? What should we do then? What should Canada's armed forces do? What should Canada's armed forces do? What role should you play as a professor, as someone who cares about your service towards Canadians with respect to this? It's not appropriate that persons are heading at people with their misapplications of criminal law and denying the Constitution. Maybe I'd talk to someone like Alison Redford, or who's tried to communicate with me in the times past, or perhaps Rachel Notley, who had the guts to say that the Premier is corrupt, you know? So I'm willing to, you know, be fair with people if they're willing to try to act reasonable, and I won't try to embarrass them.
You have a beautiful heart for seeing the good done by people.
I have a beautiful heart. Thank you. I appreciate you saying this, yeah. So what do you think needs to be done about this?
I think for me right now, when advising the commander on is really doing the same thing, and that's helping people be their best selves.
Okay.
And keeping an eye out for where there is ways that they can help people be better. I was going to say thank you, but again, and thank you for sharing what your experience and your caliber of knowledge is.
Persons running our systems are playing in material of young people under guise of investigating, heading at our public with ammunition, psychiatric needles, false brands, labels.
What they accuse other people of, they are actually interested in.
Yeah. What's good for you isn't good for me.
Wow.
I think what you're doing is phenomenal. I commend you on making them have to be accountable.
They are lying on that subject of young people.
I'm blown away how crazy that it is. I'm so glad that you're proving them on their hypocrisy, for the BS that they're giving to everybody. The truth needs to come out, and it's good that you've proved that the truth is coming out. That's what I like, is that you're proving them guys are crooks and hypocrites.
They're wanting to act as if they can rewrite history, remembering only a short time ago that we had evidence that they're all interested in young people. So we can't be having people lie about that.
They can see the Constitution, but because they're behind it, looking over top of it, able to skirt it with an iron curtain.
I've been able to document a pattern evidencing accusers or abusers. So the way this, what they call a game is that they accuse, that diverts attention away from that matrix that is playing in that market, and people cloaking, concealing activities with respect to young people.
Yeah, so. Just the secrecy, you know, I mean, like, it could be in your neighborhood, two or three people on the block.
Of course.
Are you aware of the latest news on the internet?
The latest news on the internet? No, what's that?
Well, Alberta's been exposed to a great scandal. Against the public.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's exposed is that the persons running our system are playing in pornography of young people on the internet.
Oh, I thought I'd seen something like that.
You thought you'd seen something like that?
I heard something like that on the internet.
So that means that they're heading at people with propaganda, heading at people with false brands, labels, and they're lying to us on subjects of young people.
Wow. Good.
They're even...
Expose them all.
It's not right.
Sociopaths on a Reddit thread. All right, they attempted to use propaganda to divert attention from themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sick people out there. Cool. This is a good research thing that you're doing right now, and exposing them. Definitely. They got to use someone, especially to hide themselves. But I do think there's a secret society that's trying to work in the background of things, and I don't know what they're trying to accomplish at the end of the day. But I think it's a bigger thing than everyone actually is looking at.
So you work for a construction company?
I do, yeah.
So what do you think about this, about the lack of honesty, the lack of definition?
Well, I mean, it's like you were saying, one lie leads to a bunch of other lies to cover things up, and anybody who's involved in that's going to try and cover their tracks.
Fair to say this is tyranny, hypocrisy?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm in the automotive industry. It is tyranny.
Hypocrisy?
Yes, 100% hypocrisy.
Would you say that this threatens our sense of security?
Oh, 100%.
They're not listening.
if we have a whole generation that's grown up without Bible, they kicked it out of the schools, they got rid of it, they don't hear the Bible, they don't know the Bible, they don't know anything, they don't want it, they want sin, and they love sin, and they love their own ways.
Right. People that are lusting, lust at children. Mm. Lusting is acting little, acting belittling. Mm. Acting as if a little part of you is everything in your mind. Mm. Acting as if end by end, that is your designed authority. Acting as if what you are is little parts to possess, that you want corrupt authority, that you want abusive authority. Acting little, acting belittling, right? And by that we know they that are lusting at an inner child. They are designing by the reserve mind that Freud chose to call the subconscious mind.
Okay.
The way our world is controlled and manipulated in maximum ways is by lying about young people.
Yeah.
And they spent a century acting out to confuse this. All right.
Yeah. It's obvious that they're people have been slaves all their lives.
They have.
We've been fed lies in school. We've been fed lies our whole life.
Tyrants. People on their way with hidden agendas on their way to hell.
It reminds me of Brave New World, Aldous Huxley. Reminds me of that. It's the same thing. Sexual play with young people. That's straight out of that book. It's almost like they took that as a manual.
That reeks hypocrisy.
Oh, of course. Of course. I've always kind of felt the tyranny and hypocrisy of our society. It's existed pretty much my whole life.
They're lying on the subjects of young people.
Yeah.
And
oh, yes.
Because I exposed what they were acting out, they attempted to try to turn that on me.
That's hypocritical. Yes, it is.
You work for Canada Post.
Yeah, right. Work for a living, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Very good.
Do you see that that threatens our sense of liberty?
Sure, it does.
That is tyranny.
Yeah.
When the system picks fights with people, they shouldn't pick fights with social scientists. What do you do again? You're a...
We're manufacturer's reps for industrial electrical equipment.
Oh.
Now, I have exposed that inside Alberta, persons running systems are playing in pornography of young people under guise of investigating.
Right. Exactly. And really, they can, the people in the position of power, they, who knows what happens, right? All of the chain that things need to go through, like you said, under guise of investigation.
You don't want to be, with Big Brother watching over your shoulder, you know, giving people the choice, right? Not taking that away from them.
We have people running our systems, heading at the public with ammunition, psychiatric needles, false brands, labels, while they're playing in that pornography of young people under guise of investigating.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Do as I say, not as I do. And I mean, here you are running a bank, agreeing. You work for Canada Post?
Yep. Be interesting to read that. Everybody should... response on that, but
everyone should respond to this. Businesses, citizens,
everybody.
Everybody should respond to this news.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that, and you're a business owner yourself, and so you know you're not. There's a gargantuan elephant in the room, and that elephant is gaining weight.
Okay. Well, I'll pass that information on.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't disagree with you there.
As you are a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Do you believe the media need to address this?
Oh, I absolutely do believe that.
So you believe the mainstream media need to address that as the highest priority?
Yeah, yeah.
You?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Do you know what hypocrisy is?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Hypocrisy is when you tell people what not
preach,
to do.
Yeah, preach what, I mean, practice what you preach kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the media plays hypocrisy too, because it is a corporation. And the corporate people, they know how to manipulate media and the society.
Right.
So it's becoming very difficult for anybody who wants to expose. It's becoming very difficult.
Right.
Because of the power they entail into themselves. And what the government plays to cover up with them too. Because they are part of each other. They're brothers in arms. They dine and wine together. and they tell us what is what. If you do something, you will be labeled a modern tyranny.
Modern tyranny.
A high-tech tyranny.
Our system is in disrepute.
They're keeping things under wraps, undercover, you know, so that they're not exposed.
Systematic organized crime, is that what you're talking about?
Pretty much, yeah.
You think our system is broken?
It is broken, it's stupid, it is tyranny.
Do we need to rewrite the Constitution?
Immediately.
You're a devout Christian?
I'm, for mom's side, Jew, and for father, Christian. Poet, writer, and sociologist.
Sociologist?
Yeah.
Because I exposed what they were acting out, they attempted to try to turn that on me.
That's hypocritical. Yes, it is.
Why did you not raise that matter of NN Club inside the courtroom?
No comment.
No comment. Well, that incriminates you right there.
A podcast, and I have data on there proving that there is a scandal with respect to labeling me.
Wow, jeez.
The worst things have happened out there.
Oh, please. This is crap, Mr. Morin. It's like you're a criminal.
I'm not.
It's criminal fraud, Mr. Morin.
These are my rights, okay?
Okay.
So while people are playing in material of youth porn running our system...
Talk to your appeal lawyer, please.
I understand, yeah, because it could be criminal.
Totally.
I'm just letting you know, it could be criminal. I would not want you to be involved.
Well, it may well be.
Yeah. Well, I'm just letting you know, Mr. Morin had that data, he proceeded to write that opinion, to complete his opinion, having that data of criminal breaches to my rights.
I was raising my voice on the witness stand and off the witness stand saying I did not get to demonstrate my teachings. My teachings are the cornerstone of my case with respect to subsection 6.
You may be right.
Which means
that's not fair at all.
No.
That's deceiving. Right. That's power tripping.
Hypocritical.
I'm scientist Sean Cullen. I have a number of Summit Insights on the internet. I have points and questions to raise. With respect to the internet, there is a site titled NN Club. That site is wide open on Service Provider Edmonton, shared by Provinces Canada. That site heads to 1 million tons of youth porn, wide open, not blocked.
Thousands? Youth
porn? Yes, thousands of sites, Edmonton. And the warning page says adult or inappropriate material. That is telling us that is an invitation. The site is not saying a warning of criminal material. The site is saying adult or inappropriate, that it is permitted.
Oh, it is. It's totally letting people say there's access to it.
Right.
Whether you say it's wrong or it's not, it's only adult content or beware. It's like, it's basically saying, you know, open invitation, come on in.
Right.
Come
it's in. Not even saying beware. It's saying adult or inappropriate.
Yeah.
All right.
Adult or inappropriate, of course.
Do you believe the media need to address that?
Yes, I do.
You?
Yep.
All right. Second question. Do you believe that since authorities and persons running systems are letting that material be wide open and using language which is an invitation, do you believe they ought to be heading at the public with guns and psychiatric needles knowing that is happening?
No, exactly.
Right.
No, of course not. That's not fair at all.
No. That's deceiving.
Right. That's power tripping.
Hypocritical.
Hypocritical, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Abusing their power.
Well, thank you for your input very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's that sounds like entrapment, false advertising. Like they're not stating exactly what they're offering. So you're going in under false pretenses. At the end of the day, you're the one who's liable, not the people involved.
So they're lying on the subjects of young people, first of all. That's why you don't know if your compass is working right.
Yeah.
They were trying to act as if it is not possible for political people and people running our systems to be attracted to any person under 18. That is preposterous.
Yes, I agree with you.
Saying that it is not possible for any person to be attracted to anyone under 18. That is a madness.
Yes, it is. You know? That's a lie. Where do we go for help? If everyone is...
playing immaterial of young people. Mm-hmm. Where do we go for help if everyone is suppressing and repressing an attraction to young people?
And everybody's in on it. Like, you know, they're all together. And where do we go for help? I think what you're doing is wonderful. I think what you're doing is really awesome.
Why?
Very brave. Well, just the people that we thought we could trust, you know?
Verifies secret society.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. What a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
Liars. It's corrupt.
Yeah. Can we trust our judiciary?
Just because of their position, they think they can get away with anything they want.
They tried to murder me behind closed doors, and so I would not be heard from again. They actually passed me around from remand to try to hide me. They didn't let me speak in court. They used sheriffs to drag me away so I couldn't talk to Videotron. They did all that, labeled in false ways.
Yeah, I'm afraid somebody coming after you just for speaking up, you know, or
right.
Coming after your children just to retaliate. What you're doing is really wonderful. I think you've got a, you know, you're really strong and you're brave, and I think you've got a good heart. Your heart's in the right place.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That we've been lied to.
What,
it's about time somebody comes along and, you know, sticks up for our younger generation. What you're doing is really great. I'm behind you 100%. Our government is a bunch of hypocrites. Everything that they do is hypocrisy.
Subliminal messages. You,
yes, right. Exactly.
So what I've proven is that there are some...
That contributes to what you're saying.
What I'm saying, you're right. And this is what I've proven, which not anybody thought possible to prove before. There is such a thing as mature young people that are like adults, and then all others
exactly.
Are children.
Oh, yes.
All others are children.
Right? Yes.
And if you confuse that, that actually causes shock at neural circuitry. That actually causes part of your brain to actually shut down.
Exactly.
And so I have a whole bunch of revelations.
As individuals, we can't do anything as individuals, right. But as a group.
As a group.
As a global nation, as a world, right. As people come together and realize and know what's really going on, like what you're doing, maybe then something can be done. They're afraid to speak up because they think they're the only ones that are saying this, and they can't find people like us, not liars.
They'll feel ostracized. They feel like, okay, they're...
You know?
Yeah, they don't want to take that first step.
Because they're afraid.
Right. Exactly.
I spent 10 years investigating. I also have the link and their warning page proving, actually, they were inviting the public to this material.
It is a tyranny.
What I've actually proven is that family nudism... situated between Edmonton and Tokefield, and also 15 minutes away from Vancouver, is legalized child porn. So now we know what these family nudists are really about. So they can't.
A person's got to really think about that. Really? Family nudist beaches and stuff? Where do they get that idea?
So they're lying on the subject of
yes,
young people. They're
yes.
lying on the subject of young
exactly.
people.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and that's very, very serious.
Yes.
That means they've been telling us all this time that, oh, they're
yeah,
not...
It's okay.
That what they were telling us is they're not attracted to young people. And
oh,
actually,
wow.
I'm able to prove now we know they're attracted to young
yes.
people.
Yes.
And by confusing that, they caused an actual global effect that actually affected international security, national security, administration of justice, education, all aspects of our global, you know, designs. So even the economy is affected by this.
Exactly.
Law.
We need more and more and more people in this.
So there's actually 12 treaties. So one of them is the Treaty 8, is when it was signed in 1899.
Great. So I think it's important to talk to everybody, because we all need to get on the same page, right? Because this weighs in on what's happening between the Aboriginal communities and our government. And so they can't be talking about reconciliation and not willing to address these subjects on young people, because they're attracted to young people. People running our systems are addicted to material of young people, and there's a market there, and that is exposed now.
And human trafficking too is yep. a big factor in that too, right? That's where they're targeting.
Well, you see, there's children that are terrorized. You see, this is one of the concerns I have. I believe there's young people that want to act out that pornographic whatever activities, right? And I have proof of it. But there's a side we need to be concerned with. Children that do not want that, and that is being forced on them, and they're terrorized.
That is happening, is trafficking. And it's happening more and more every day. We're bringing awareness. We have her coming in January.
Yeah.
We want to speak on trafficking because they're trafficking our native girls in our reserves, and they're targeting the boys now.
There's young people which are involved, which are actually by their own will, enemies of the state. You've got to watch for young people because they can be as dangerous as older people. And our prosecutor's office cannot be trusted. Put this in a framework of understanding which will work for everyone and benefit everyone, so we know where the boundaries are and we understand what is what. And we stop that propaganda. Because the people that are accusing are actually the wicked people, somebody that you cannot be trusted with our security.
That is so true.
That's so true. Thank you.
I'm raising some matter with respect to our civil rights.
So is there a reason you chose Treaty 8?
Well, I've spoken to you people before.
Was that in person?
In person. Yeah. Hi there.
Hi, Tina. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Sean.
Sean is with Tina. Tina, this is Sean.
Hi, Tina.
And you're from
nice to meet
what
you.
Organization?
Yes, I'm Alternative Media.
Have you come in? We'll
right.
do that.
Okay, well, I'm online. Would you like the information online so you can check out what I have online?
That would help, too,
right,
if we have a chance to do that.
Sure, what I have online weighs in on everything you guys have always been talking about,
okay.
All right?
And so, that's what I was going to say, because you're talking to an audience that we already know our Constitution has been...
Yeah.
breached in our rights,
right.
And we already know.
But
all
I tell
that.
You
so
exactly.
If you've got some data, yeah. and we want to see it, then
right.
we'll take a
but
look.
But I tell
at
you
that.
Exactly how. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah. Thank yeah. you.
Cop car BMN 5083 license plate, right where I was at that Treaty 8. Now either I'm being stalked, or without any justification, that Treaty 8 office called them. They didn't have any time to see what I have online. It is really obvious that what we're up against here is a great evil.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm interested in the mustard seed, because the mustard seed, are they government funded?
Partially.
If you're only learning of what I'm saying now,
yeah.
If you're learning what I'm saying now, that, you know, that clues you in. You're only learning what I'm saying now that clues you in to that matter of mind control.
They mask it up and everything too.
And we've not heard a thing on media. When do you ever hear the media say,
"Oh, totally.
Oh, here's family nudism, and we also are fighting for our budget. You know,
mm-hmm.
we've got some fiscal issues."
Yeah.
You know. No, you never ever.
Never brought up.
No.
Yeah, not ever
no.
brought up.
Well, hopefully you can affect some change.
So we'll see you on the news, though.
Well, I can tell you I am the news.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're part of CTV?
Yep.
He looks familiar. What's his
Dave
name?
Dave Awasik.
Dave Awasik. And what's your name?
Galen. What's your name?
Galing?
Galen.
Galen. All right. My name's Sean Cullen. You must know that I'm on the internet right now. And I've exposed widespread corruption, and there's audio
I
podcasts.
I don't know that. But
all right. Fair enough, you know? But I have audio podcasts with responses of businessmen across the city responding to a scandal and a conspiracy that was committed against me, and it's exposed wide open on the internet.
What's a scandal?
Assistant people falsely arrested me, threw me inside remand centers, threw me down, you know, the devil's throat, and held me there illegally for years, habeas corpus breaches, to attempt to stop my free speech. I was tortured day and night, threatened and tortured day and night behind closed doors. They attempted to alter my records, alter my health records, alter all records. The citizens of our city will be expecting you to do a story. Otherwise, they're going to think that you guys are covering up too. And I don't want CTV to be seen that way. But
check it out.
There's really no way to get past what I have online, eh?
I'll let them know. Here it is, Sean Cullen, all right?
All right, have a good day.
Thank you, Sean.